Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good Sunday morning, good morning, and thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, welcoming our listening audience to this show. It's just a wonder and a pleasure to have you as a grandson to be able to just share what I'd be doing and just, you know, introducing people to this show. Hey, well, it's Sunday morning, and on Sunday mornings right now, the last couple of Sundays, we've been going through the power of positive thinking, the power of positive thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Great book. And we're going to share some from that book also this Sunday morning. And I'm going to share excerpts from chapter 2. A peaceful mind generates power. A peaceful mind generates power. And I'm reading from the book The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. If you'd like to get a copy of this book, hey, all you got to do is give us a call at 252-406-0774. If you'd like to get a free e-book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, which is one of the many free e-books that we have in our e-book library. And just give us a call at 252-406-0774, and we'll be able to email you that book out. All right. Chapter 2, A Peaceful Mind Generates Power. At breakfast in a hotel dining room, three of us tell to discussing how well we had slept the night before. A truly interesting topic. One man complained of a sleepless night. He had tossed and turned and was about as exhausted as he had when he retired. Guess I better stop listening to the news before going to bed, he observed. I tuned in last night and sure got an ear full of trouble. That's quite a phrase, ear full of trouble. Little wonder he had a disturbed night. Maybe the coffee I drank before retiring had something to do with it, he must. The other man spoke up. As for me, I had a grand night. I got my news from the evening paper and from an early broadcast and had a chance to digest it before I went to sleep. Of course, he continued, I used my go-to-sleep plan, which never fails to work. I prided him for his plan, which he explains as follows. He said, when I was a boy, my father, a farmer, had the habit of gathering the family in the parlor at bedtime, and he'd read to us out of the Bible. I can hear him yet. In fact, every time I hear those Bible verses, I always seem to hear them in the tone of my father's voice. After prayers, I would go up to my room and sleep like a top. But when I left home, I got away from the Bible reading and the prayer habit. I must admit that for years, practically, the only time I ever prayed was when I got into a jam. But some months ago, my wife and I, having a number of difficult problems, decided we would try it again. We found it a very helpful practice, so every night before going to bed, she and I together read the Bible and have a little session of prayer. I don't know what there is about it, but I have been sleeping better, and things have improved all down the line. In fact, I find it so helpful that even out on the road as I am now, I still read the Bible and pray. Last night, I got into bed and read the 23rd Psalm. I read it out loud, and it did me a lot of good. He turned to the other man and said, I didn't go to bed with an ear full of trouble. I went to sleep with a mind full of peace. Well, these are two very interesting phrases for you, an ear full of trouble and a mind full of peace. Which one do you choose? The essence of the secret lies in a change of mental attitude. One must learn to live on a different thought basis. Even though thought change requires effort, it is much easier than to continue living as you are. The life of strain is difficult. The life of inner peace, being harmonious without stress, is the easiest type of existence. The chief struggle, then, in gaining mental peace is the effort of revamping your thinking to the relaxed attitude of accepting of God's gift of peace. So, again, as he's talking about here, again, as we've, you know, emphasized so often on the show, is, you know, thoughts are things, incredibly powerful things. And so you are what you think. And if you feed your mind, like the man said, who watched the news before going to bed, ear full of trouble, then he couldn't sleep in a peaceful state. You know, you want to be asleep in a peaceful state. You've done all you needed to do for the day. And, you know, hey, it's time to get some rest. And you can't get rest if you're in stress. As an illusion of taking a relaxed attitude and therefore receiving peace, I always think of an experience in a certain city where I lectured one evening. Prior to going on the platform, I was sitting backstage going over my speech when a man approached me and wanted to discuss a personal problem. I informed him at the moment it was impossible to talk as I was just about to be introduced and asked him to wait. While speaking, I noticed him in the wings nervously pacing up and down, but afterward, he was nowhere about. However, he had given me his card, which indicated that he was a man of considerable influence in that city. Back at my hotel, although it was late, I was still troubled by this man, so I telephoned him. He was surprised at my call and explained that he did not wait because obviously I was busy. "I just wanted you to pray with me," he said. "I thought if you would pray with me, perhaps I could get some peace." "There's nothing to prevent us from praying together on the telephone right now," I said. Somewhat of a surprise, he replied, "I have never heard of praying on the telephone." "Why not?" I asked. "A telephone is simply a gadget of communication. You are some block from me, but by means of telephone, we are together. Besides," I continued, "the Lord is with each of us. He is at both ends of this line in between. He is with you, and he is with me." "All right," he conceded. "I'd like to have you pray for me." So I closed my eyes and prayed for the man over the telephone, and I prayed just as though we were in the same room. He could hear and the Lord could hear. When I finished, I suggested, "Won't you pray?" There was no response. Then on the other end of the line, I heard sobbing, and finally, "I can't talk," he said. "Go on and cry for a minute or two and then pray," I suggested. "Simply tell the Lord everything that is bothering you." I assume this is a private line, but if not, and if anybody's listening, it won't matter. As far as anyone is concerned, we're just a couple of voices. Nobody would know it is you and I. Thus encouraged, he started to pray, hesitantly at first, then with great powwow. Then with a great amount of emphasis, he poured out his heart. And it was filled with hate, frustration, and failure, a mess of it. Finally, he prayed patiently. "Dear Jesus, I have a lot of nerve to ask you to do anything for me because I never did anything for you. I guess you know what a no count I am. Even though I put on a big front, I'm sick of all this. Dear Jesus, please help me." So I prayed again and asked the Lord to answer his prayer. And then said, "Lord, on the other end of this telephone wire, place your hand on my friend and give him peace. Help him now to yield himself and accept your gift of peace." Then I stopped, and there was a rather long pause, and I should never forget the tone in his voice that I heard him say, "I shall always remember this experience. I want you to know that for the first time in months, I feel clean inside and happy and peaceful." The man employed a simple technique for having a peaceful mind. He emptied his mind, and he received peace as a gift from God. As the physician said, "Many of my patients have nothing wrong with them except their thoughts. So I have a favorite prescription that I write for some. But it's not a prescription that you go fill at the drugstore. The prescription I write is a verse from the Bible, Romans 12:2. I do not write out that verse for my patients. I have them look it up and read. And it reads, 'Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind.'" This is a doctor giving people prescriptions. See, so again, he says a lot of people come to him and there's nothing wrong with them except their thoughts. "Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind." Again, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you have to renew yourself by transforming yourself, by renewing your mind. To be happy and healthy, they need a renewing of their minds, that is, a change in the pattern of their thoughts. When they take this prescription, they actually achieve a fine mind full of peace that helps to produce health and well-being. A primary method for gaining a mind full of peace is to practice emptying the mind. This will be emphasized in another chapter, but I mention it here to underscore the importance of a frequent mental cleansing. I recommend a mind emptying at least twice a day, more often if necessary. Definitely practice emptying your mind of fears, hates, insecurities, regrets, and guilt feelings. The mere fact that you consciously make this effort to empty your mind tends to give relief. Haven't you experienced a sense of relief when you have been able to pour out to someone whom you can trust worrisome matters that lay heavy upon your heart? As a pastor, I have often observed how much it means to people to have someone to whom they can truly and in confidence tell everything troubling their mind. See, you know, this is important, and it's the same that I find in terms of coaching people. You know, when people open up and pour out, you know, they feel relieved. And then we can begin to come up with prescriptions that help them move forward. Like I said, you know, the Romans 12:2 verse, you know, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hey, you're listening to Baba Jahi this morning here on the We Work From Home Morning Show, here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And if you'd like to sign up and get one of our complimentary coaching sessions, give us a call at 252-406-0774. Again, that's 252-406-0774. And, you know, we'll get a copy of this ebook to you, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Great book to have in your possession. And, hey, sign up for a complimentary coaching session. Let's see if, you know, we can help you with your business development, your personal development, whatever area that you need help in to move forward in terms of your business and some personal things that you want to be able to accomplish. We all need a coach. You know, today is Sunday, and, you know, people are heading to their religious service and going to be, you know, going to service, hopefully, you know, to be mentored and guided through some positive spiritual development. Also, today is Sunday, and it's the beginning of the NFL football season, and the players are going to be out there playing. But it's the coach that's responsible. And if they lose, coaches lose games, players win games. And I never figured that one out, but I understand, you know, what they basically mean is that, you know, the coach, you know, the players have the talent. They're the ones, the coach out there bringing out the talent out of the players, helping them reach their potential, guiding them, inspiring them, you know, mentoring them on how, you know, based on their skills and their techniques, how to be the best that they can be. Both sides, both teams are trying to win. And it's by outmaneuvering one another. But it's the coach's responsibility to help players on his team figure out how to outmaneuver the players on the other team to ultimately win the game. So, you know, hey, sign up for a free coaching session. We'd be more than glad to have you on board with us. Okay, we'll move a little further into this book, this chapter 2. Okay, goes on to say, at intervals during the day, practice thinking a careful, selected series of peaceful thoughts. Let mental pictures of the most peaceful scenes you have ever witnessed pass across your mind. As, for example, some beautiful valley filled with the hush of evening time as the shadows lengthen and the sun sinks to rest. Or recall the silvery light of the moon falling upon the rippling waters, or remember the sea washing gently upon the soft shores of sand. Such peaceful thought images will work upon your mind as a healing medicine. So now and then during every day, allow motion pictures of peace slowly to cross your mind. This is a great technique. You know, this is a real, real great technique here that he's talking about. And that's, you know, throughout the course of your day, take some time, you know, at some different intervals and relax and let mental pictures of the most peaceful scenes you've ever witnessed pass across your mind. See? And, you know, it's also a great way for those out there that, you know, that have a spouse, you know, hold a mental picture of happy moments that you've enjoyed with the one that you love. And I'm telling you, it does something about renewing your relationship, renewing your marriage. Just those happy thoughts and pictures, and remembering when you did certain things together, holding hands. And one of my favorites is, you know, me and my wife holding hands and walking along the beach and the water, rippling through our toes, and just smiling and looking at the seagulls and listening to the water, and, you know, not worrying about a bill or anything, not worrying about, you know, anything at that particular moment, just enjoying the peace. And so, you know, this is a great technique. Practice a technique of suggested articulation, that is, repeat audible, some audibly sound, peaceful words. Words have profound suggestive power, and there's healing in the very saying of them. Utter a series of panicky words, and your mind will immediately go into a mild state of nervousness. You will perhaps feel a sinking in the pit of your stomach that will affect your entire physical mechanism. On the contrary, when you speak peaceful, quieting words, your mind will react in a peaceful manner. Use such words as tranquility. Repeat the words slowly several times. Tranquility is one of the most beautiful words in the English language, and merely saying of it tends to induce a tranquil state. Another healing word is serenity. Picturize serenity as you say it. Repeat it slowly in the mood of which the word is a symbol. Words such as these have a healing potency when used in this manner. It is also helpful to use lines from poetry or passages from scriptures. A man of acquaintance who achieved remarkable peace of mind has the habit of writing on cards unusual quotations expressing peacefulness. He carries one of the cards in his wallet at all times, referring to it as frequently until each quotation is committed to memory. He says that each such idea drops into the subconscious, lubricates his mind with peace. A peaceful concept is indeed all on troubled thoughts. One of the quotations which he uses from the 16th century mystic, "Let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. Everything passes away except God. God alone is sufficient." I repeat that. That's a powerful, peaceful quotation. Let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. Everything passes away except God. God alone is sufficient. You know, and it reminds me of the same my grandmother used to, you know, reinforce, you know, you would be going through something, you know, she said, and that will come to pass. See, and so whatever it is you're going through out there, no, it will come to pass. It ain't going to last. It will come to pass. You know, you have to go through night before you can get to morning. See, you go through the darkness to get to the light. So don't let anything disturb you. Don't let nothing frighten you. Everything passes away except God. God alone is sufficient. And so this is very, very important. Reading from chapter 2 of Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking, How to Have a Peaceful Mind, you know. And this is so important, especially, you know, as we deal with a hectic world in terms of things that are going on every day. You know, and if we let nothing disturb us, let nothing frighten us, and understand that everything will pass except God and that God alone is sufficient, then we will have that anchor, you know, that anchor that we need to hold us steady to the course. Again, you're listening to Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home morning show on this Sunday morning as we're reading from The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And, hey, give us a call at 252-406-9663. 0774, or you can text us at 252-406-0774. And hey, you can get a free copy of this ebook, sign up for a complimentary coaching session. And in that coaching session, hey, we'll help you with whatever it is that you're dealing with, as far as your business development or some things in your personal development. And, you know, we'd be more than glad to provide service for you. So, you know, don't delay. Give us a call today. Hey, we'd be more than happy to have you on board. And what I do is we're going to wrap up today's show. You know, again, we've been reading from Chapter 2, A Peaceful Mind Generates Power by Norman Vincent Peale. And a peaceful mind does generate power. You know, you're able to be more powerful and do more things when your mind is at peace. So, you know, keep the faith, keep your mind at peace, and, you know, go out here and enjoy life. You know, it's so important for you to enjoy life, because it's just something you have to do. And, you know, we're going to really wrap up with our theme song here, It's My Time. So kick back, enjoy the day, and if you're into football or tennis, whichever one, my favorite is tennis. I love football, too, so I'm definitely going to be checking out Serena today at 4 o'clock. See, she wins another Grand Slam. She's playing some heck of a tennis right now. All right, hey, and you can win in your life. And, hey, so it's my time, it's your time, it's our time. Have a great day.
I'm going to declare who I am. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. See, even if, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks, you can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done, so they can do it too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could do. Hey, if anybody earned $1 million a month, we could do. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.